This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to roll on a Monday. We've got so much to talk about. Good to have everybody with us. 65 and sunny. And yes, we will get to the Lions, but we're going to start that at 2:45. They signed DJ Reed. They didn't sign Charles Woodson. So it can wait 45 minutes.
Not Deion in his prime.
We'll get there. We'll get there because we got a lot of Lions to talk. And I think the DJ Reed move, it impacts other moves. And we'll talk about it. But let's just get the foundation built. Let's deal with yesterday before we get to today. And here are the ground rules. I'm going to have some fun with you, Rico.
Okay.
David is going to be our veritable Judge Judy.
Oh.
Now, David has made an unfortunate wardrobe choice today in that he is wearing a maize-colored polo shirt. It's not Easter, David. Bad
see,
choice.
David, one more time, and we could use the drop mustard.
You're right.
The point is.
Mustard!
If Rico or I say anything that is untrue, David, or speaks of Spartan Derangement Syndrome, SDS, you are to ring the bell and brazenly interrupt the show. Fair? So let's just get this one out of the way. Because, I mean, Rico, you were there yesterday.
Right.
But only reason we're doing this now is because I know once we get on the NFL, the boat has left the port.
Correct.
Dusty May, I said I loved his hiring. Thought he was a damn good coach. And even amidst Michigan fans getting all upset, I said, look, he still had a hell of a year and did an unbelievable job. Before yesterday, I really had nothing against Dusty May. His postgame was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen, and I say one of, because his press conference today was even worse. So if you missed it, and I don't know it's possible if you could have, it made the lead on SportsCenter. Michigan got their asses kicked. Didn't like it. He sent out two scrubs out there, and they decided to defend Michigan State's logo, which makes no sense, just like being called Fat Fat with two P's. And I'm going to rename him Dum Dum, because that was dumb what he did yesterday. Dum Dum Brooks, you're from Grand Rapids, son. You were recruited by Michigan State. You know the tradition. Mm-hmm. And now the problem is him and Kaysen. There's video where one of them says to the other, don't move. Mm-hmm. So let's just stop with the, I didn't know there's a tradition, or, oh, there's, what do you mean we can't stand there while free throws are being shot? Dusty, you coached at Indiana. You coached at Eastern. You've coached in college now for a quarter of a century. The tradition started 30 years ago. You would have to be blind, deaf, and dumb, along with insanely willfully ignorant, to pretend you didn't know. So I ain't trying to hear it. And I just want to say one more thing before Rico probably his head explodes, cartoon style. Do you know why this tradition started? It started because a group of Michigan players, you know, the class act that is Jalen Rose, rubbed their buttholes on the Spartan logo. They wiped their proverbial ass on the Spartan logo in 93-94. That's why it started. So just please, Dusty May, stop. We'll play audio. Cut it out. It's always U of M. Always.
Brother, it's so ingrained in that program that even in the Champions Classic this year, Hunter Dickinson, who plays for Kansas now, found the state logo and starts stomping up and down on it during their game.
You play for Kansas.
You play for Kansas now, Hunter. Did you forget that? They sure wish you would just leave.
What was it like up there? I mean, it was electric, but like you're there seeing it go down. It's different on TV.
Well, because Mike, it kind of like on TV, everybody, your mindset was on, okay, each senior's about to go out. Everybody has their camera out. Everybody's ready to capture that moment. And then all of a sudden, you just see the pushing and the shoving. And what the heck just happened? You see Trey standing there at center court with Kason and Fat Fat. And it's just like, okay, what just happened here? And so, and now all the players, the Michigan players come rushing out there first. And then the state players, Dusty May comes out there and separates the refs. And they're sitting there talking. And it was like, okay, guys, what was that all about? So after the game, I see Trey, and I'm like, so what happened? And he was like, well, basically, I told them to get the F off the logo, and they wouldn't move. So I moved them for him. And I was like, so then I saw another angle, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. It was, at that point, it was a very chippy game. They had been going back and forth. And near the end, you could kind of tell they were just kind of setting up for these moments. Michigan State had all their players. They had the bench players ready to single file. They've done it every year for the last 31 years. So it was going to go Frankie Fiddler. It was going to go Zapata. And then it was going to go
Jay Nakins
was going to be the last one. And for some reason, and you didn't realize it at the moment. It was like, because it was like, okay, well, you got two Michigan players standing at half court in a 17-point game. Dusty, if you're really trying to win this game with 37 seconds left, I don't know if you have a 17-point play in the playbook, but you would think that you want to have two people close to the basket to get the offensive rebound to maybe get a putback and an and one, not standing right smack center court. Not off to the side of the logo, but right smack in the middle of the logo defiantly. Trey wasn't having it. And in the end, Izzo, you know, called him and said, hey, you can't do this because we need you in the tournament, but you stood up for the program. And told him, I don't allow this that often, but Trey, you can go ahead and kiss this thing.
It's two notes. Dusty today, and we'll play the audio, said, well, he didn't want to have a Cohen Carr leak out for another layup. Dusty, you're down 17 with 30 seconds. This is an MTV Rockin' Jock. There's no 15-point bucket. Second of all, I just, for all the delusional idiots out there, this is from the same program who got upset when their flag planting ceremony at Ohio State was met with resistance. To the tune of, if you don't like it, beat us. You're not even defending the right logo. Second of all.
Oh, third of all, Cohen was on the bench.
Yeah, I know. It's none of it makes sense.
Right. Cohen Carr had a leak out. Like, Cohen's on the bench. Like,
but why?
Seriously, no. If Michigan State wanted to rub it in, as Dusty says, because that may have been the dumbest thing that he said. Very passive aggressive in both press conferences, where you want to, you basically, you were just trying to be a horse's ass. That's what you were trying to do. You wanted to be, well, you know, their logo takes up a third of the court anyway. So, you know, we were just standing there and, you know, and like yesterday, he's like, well, they would, you know, if they want to rub it in on us, they can rub it in. It's like,
not even what it's about.
They weren't trying to rub it in on you. It's not like that, you know, back in 95, Respert said, you know what, one day Dusty May will be coaching at Michigan and we got to plant the seed. Now, no, they were not. They wanted to rub it in. They would have put Cohen Carr back in the game and ran an alley-oop. The crowd was begging for a Cohen Carr dunk the entire game. He never got it. That would have been rubbing it in with a 17-point lead. Instead, Izzo just pulls it. He says, you know what, run the clock out. Let's just get some fouls in so we can get the players in. So,
look, it was just pathetic. And here's my problem in all of this. And, David, you can address it if you want, or you can.
Apparently, hey, we're on point. He hasn't rang the bell yet.
I want you to brazenly interrupt this next little ditty, if you will. Why is it always you? When you look at this. Now, MSU has done this for 30 years. The most controversy I've ever heard is Chris Holtman one time at OSU went, you know what, it takes too long. And Tom Izzo's response is, great, we'll make sure we don't ever schedule your ass again for the last game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When you look at issues, well, let's see. Have I ever seen another Big Ten coach punch another coach? Nope, but Juwan Howard did. How about I was raised by Chicago, I will effing kill you, on a boom mic. Once again, U of M, Mark Turgeon, Juwan Howard. All right, now you interrupted senior day. Then we get to the football stuff. I've never heard of tunnel issues. You've had it with three or four different teams.
That would be four.
Okay, then. Then we get the, what was it, Devin Bush playing landscaper. Never saw that before.
And Mike, that's exactly what it felt like yesterday. It was, you can't tell me that wasn't premeditated. Devin Bush was premeditated.
Why do you think he sent out Fat Brooks, who couldn't find playing time with two hands and a flashlight? He sent him out there.
Let me add to that.
Okay.
You're the point guard, and this team turned the ball over five times in 3 minutes. You're a point guard, and you only saw 2 minutes of action. You know what those 2 minutes of actions were? Hey, Fat, go stand on a logo. That's it. That's all he did. That's it.
Why, but David, why? Like, why is it always you? And then you're the same school who wants to play the aggrieved. How about Dusty May at his press conference today? We could play the audio. Oh, I'm just proud of our guys showing restraint. Like, wait, what? Just, how about this? Yeah, guys are out of line. I don't need an apology. I don't care. I laugh at stuff like this. I just never understand the psychosis of why everybody who's at Michigan has to be a douche. I don't understand it. Is it in the oxygen? The O2 levels? Is it in the water?
Bro, this is from the same school that brought you, we're going to plant the flag at Ohio Stadium.
And we're mad when you take our flag.
We beat you. If you don't want us to plant the flag, then beat us. But now you're aggrieved and it's like, oh, it's like, well, Kayson and Brooks, it's like, you guys want to be gangsters. You're wanksters because, okay, Trey came up and punked you. You didn't really want to do anything. You then played the hold me back game. Now, hold me back. Hold me back. Trey's right there. It's two of you, okay? If you're that angry about all of this stuff, you could have had at it.
But what are you angry about?
So the great restraint was you didn't think that anybody was going to challenge you. You thought that you were just going to be the bully and say, enough's enough. And you know what? So what that you beat us, but you didn't get to do your tradition. Don't sit here and tell me you didn't know about the tradition because you did. You were just being very passive aggressive. I would have more respect for Dusty May and the Michigan team if they came out later and said, yep, we knew exactly what we were going to do. And we just didn't want to see it done on our watch. I respect that. And I respect that.
At least it's a heel turn that's honest.
But to do the whole, what? Is that what they do? I didn't know that.
You know what Dusty May sounded like? I don't give a damn. He sounded like Wojo. That's what Dusty May sounded like in the last two press conferences. Sounded like Wojo. Just a bunch of nonsense.
Well, I mean, their logo's pretty big. Here's some jokes. And it's like, yeah, they take up a third of the court. And what, you're not allowed to stand at half court when they shoot free throws? Is there a rule against that? No, Dusty, it's not. But
they waited till 37 seconds to do it. It's a 17-point game. Just move. I mean, you don't even have to like it. I don't care. I just wanted the game to be over. I mean, the game was boring. Or 50-28 at the half. you got your ass kicked. You know what I thought Michigan actually did? They fought. They tried. They battled. They I didn't think Michigan's players disgraced themselves in any way until they do what they always do. But here's the problem. The adult in the room, he's been indoctrinated now.
Yes.
Why, Dusty May, I had nothing negative to say about the guy. Why on earth would Dusty triple down on this?
You know, I'm going to take the same logic that Michigan fans had with Ohio State and the flag planting. You don't want to see the flag, you beat them. You know the one time that a couple times they didn't do the senior day kiss when they lost the game? They had to do it afterwards. If they're losing the game, right, they're out there fighting. They don't have a chance to take the seniors out the game because they need them in there. Draymond Green had to do it in the post-game ceremony.
We lost to Ohio State.
Yes.
They hit the buzzer beater.
Buzzer beater. Wait a minute. If I had the bell, I would ring it. Way to go. Yeah, it was 0.8 seconds left. Yep. They hit the buzzer beater.
They sad pizza.
Right. Brandon Dawson tears his ACL in the beginning of the game because they were running away with the game. He tears his ACL. Ohio State wins, and you get the sad pizza. You got the sad ceremony. It was like Coach K, his final ceremony when they had lost to North Carolina.
There's just always something that doesn't need to be a part of it, and it's always them. Like, honestly, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I wish this was an A&M in Texas situation. I'd never play him again. I wish MSU never played Michigan again. I just can't. They are the rich you-know-what who tells you, do you know who my daddy is?
See,
I just cannot stand them.
See, I think they're more of the Karen who, I'm going to provoke you, I'm going to do all of this stuff, and the second I feel aggrieved, I need to talk to the manager.
Maybe
Tony Petitti on the line,
maybe
please.
Maybe they're an HOA president.
Maybe they are.
I don't know. David, I want your full response, but I'd like to state for the record.
Can I speak to the manager, please?
You didn't ring the bell a single time. Okay.
No, not at all.
And I know you wanted to. We will get to the Lions at 3 o'clock. We wanted to get this done, though, and just set the table for the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femeninio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femeninio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.